Alrighty, and we are back with day 4, Audio Mo, and I was just telling you about how we got midnight. But that same year, I think like probably within a week that this would have happened, another litter of kittens was born out near the recycling center of a friend of ours, and the mother abandoned the kittens. And one of the kittens was right there at our friend's recycling center. And he was like, I don't know what to do with cats. He's not a cat person. So he knew that we would know what to do. And so he put her in this box and he brought her to us. And I looked in this box and I was like, oh my goodness. Oh, this is one really small young cat. She was, it turns out, only about maybe 2 weeks old. And that cat turned out to be our Jackie. At first, we thought that Jackie was a Jack. And so then when we found out that Jackie was a Jack, Jackie was a female, we changed her name. And so anyhow, oh, and Midnight is also a female, by the way. And Neelix was a male as well. So yeah, so now we had... In our lives, we had Tiger and Mr. T and Jackie and Neelix. And then Neelix passed away. And that's when we got Speedy. About 3 or so months after Neelix passed away, Speedy showed up at our door. And, gosh, you know, it was just one of those things. You know, cats find us. We don't find them as a rule. The only cats we have ever physically adopted was Tiger. And so, over the years, you know, that's just how it's been. So Speedy came into our lives. He was about 8 months old. So we had some lifetime issues with him. We sadly lost both Tiger and Speedy last year in 2013. Tiger had feline asthma, and he had a really bad attack during the summer, which developed into pancreatitis, and we had to have him in one of those oxygen tanks, oxygen chambers, and he just simply could not come out of the oxygen chamber without starting to have problems with his asthma. So we had to make the hard decision to put him down. And then not even a couple of months later, we lost Speedy as well. I think Speedy, he was just so attached to Tiger. But there was more going on as well. And so we lost those two buddies pretty close to each other. So that left us with... Jackie, Midnight, and at that time, too, though, we did also have Saul, because at the end of September in 2012, Tiger passed away in 2012. That's right, because Tiger passed away, and it was a week later that, we found Saul. So yeah, so let's get this straight. So anyhow, Saul came into our lives. He was only about 4 weeks old, and he has just been the joy of our lives. We were not sure we were really wanting another cat anyway at that point. But the poor little guy, when we realized he was blind for sure, and at least the one eye, possibly in both eyes, we were like, if we send this cat to the ASPCA, they're just going to euthanize him. So we decided we would take him in and give him a good home. And now he's going to be 2. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. So now, in our current household, we have Jackie and Midnight, who are 12. Oh, and then we have Maya. When did we adopt Maya? Well, Maya started to show up during the period that Midnight was living outside. So We had Speedy. Yeah, we had Speedy during that time and Mr. T. So, yeah, so for a while there, we had five cats in the house. And see, Maya, she's the third oldest. Well, see, Jackie and Midnight, they're like a week apart from each other age-wise. And both being 12. Maya, she's about, I want to say 9 or 10. We think somewhere between 8 and 10, definitely. You know, we're almost sure she had been abandoned. She knew what, you know, being friendly with people was all about. And we rescued her from our parking lot. And she just took to the indoor life right away. So here she has been her whole little life. And she's the one who occasionally makes escapes back out into the world. And she kind of just hangs around out here by the house and then gets it out of her system and comes back. It drives us crazy every single time. So yeah, that's Maya, and she's a very pretty gray cat. And then there's Saul. So right now we have the four cats. We have Tennyson.
Hi, Tanny.
And then we have our blue-tongued skink, Goldie. So that rounds off all of the great stuff about our animals. And now you've heard about all of the cats I have ever had all of my life. And you know what? To tell you the honest truth, let's see if I can count them off. Squeaky. Squeaky. Oscar. Cassie. Sam. Dennis. Mr. T. George. Tiger. Speedy. Midnight. That's 10. Maya. Neelix. Speedy. And Saul. That's 14. Yeah, so we've had 14. There's been 14 cats in my life over the years. And that's quite a few cats. And I guess you could count 15 with that little kitten, I guess, for like a day or two. I don't know. So, yeah, cats definitely are a wonderful part of my life. And on my audio booze here, I do tend to ooh and aah and talk about the animals a lot. So, honestly, that's a lot of what you are going to hear me talk about. Well, anyway, I hope that you all have had a wonderful day, good evening, or sleeping well wherever you might be. Maybe just getting up in the morning. And that you will all be having a blessed day. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Take care.